The following program is sponsored by Brotherhood Arms.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Brotherhood Arms in Watertown carries all the big names, including Winchester, Remington, Glock, Mossberg, Browning, Beretta, and many other foreign and domestic brands. Stop into Brotherhood Arms, North Highway 20, next to Doug's Anchor Marine, or online at brotherhoodarms.net.
KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. Underwater and in the air with your host Neil Jensen, Randy Eggermeyer, and
good
Lynn Jurens.
All right, another week of On the Water in the Air.
I think the frost is definitely on the pumpkin.
We're making ice this morning.
Oh.
Making ice, and hopefully you have a path out to your favorite fishing spot, because either that or have a shovel with.
I talked to a friend of mine in Mobridge yesterday, asked him how the bite was, and he said he doesn't know. He can't keep the hole open long enough to get a line down.
How about friend? Do we have a friend from Lake Preston with Back Roads Guide Service, Ryan Souter?
He actually, last year, this man showed Dave Gens how to catch fish on Lake Ponset.
I like that. You know what? Every lake's different.
Every lake is different.
Every lake's different. And Ryan Souter knows how to catch fish on Ponset.
He knows how to catch fish all over. How are we doing?
Good.
Good morning, Ryan. Lynn Jurens here.
Good morning, guys.
And the good Mr. Jensen is on my side. And our production man, who never gets on the camera, you know what? Randy?
Are we doing okay?
Hey, we're doing all right
this
morning. All right, we've got production. Tell all the South Dakota walleye guys, members, to come and see Neil and Brent this Saturday at Shields.
Brent Heinrichs and I are speaking Saturday afternoon at Shields at the South Dakota Walleyes Unlimited annual banquet.
Ah, that's what's going on.
You bet. Brent's got a lot of good knowledge to give out, and I'm going to just be there and talk. No.
Brent Heinrichs, he's been on the National Walleye Tour for a few years now.
Good guy.
Good dentist down there in the – more than a dentist. I think he's a surgeon.
I think he is. Yep.
So, anyway,
man.
Mr. Souter, what do you got going on down there out of Lake Preston today?
Well, it's definitely cold enough, like you're talking about. We're making good ice today.
We are. On the way into town, I talked to Ryan a little bit this morning and asked him how much he's been fishing. He said not a lot, but what did you do last weekend, Ryan?
Last weekend was the last weekend of pheasant season, so we got a group of guys together, and we put up some pretty good numbers for the last 3 days of the hunt. So,
what kind of numbers are we looking at?
I think we finished with 98 roosters, and we ended up getting 5 coyotes. Too, so we saved a lot of pheasants that way.
Well, there's still some bait left out there for those coyotes.
Yeah, there's a few around. You know, we target the heavy cover and the sloughs, and we kind of surround them with the guys and send a big flush and get the roosters.
Yeah, send two or three guys and 10 dogs through the middle, and surprise.
Now, how important is getting those, is cleaning them roosters out that last few weekends, Ryan? How important is that to the future?
I've talked to a bunch of guys, and I hear the roosters are eating, 90% of the food source and throughout the winter. So if the hens aren't getting enough food, they're going to lay less eggs in the spring and, maybe even not even make it to spring if they're not getting enough. So it's very important to get those roosters.
Yeah. When I was out from Central South Dakota, that was one of the big weekends for the last few weekends. Go to a cleanup hunt, get them roosters thinned out, give the hens a chance to live, and that's how you get people moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we had 15 to 18 guys Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you get a big group of guys, like you said, surround it, send a couple guys in with a bunch of dogs, and hopefully the guys can hit them.
Good morning, Pete Harsh. Ryan, any fishing report from south of 212 here in eastern South Dakota? I haven't heard much out of Ponset. I think usually this time of the year there's a really good bite, but Ponset's maybe not as usual as it usually is.
The last year I remember I really didn't get out on Ponset till after the first of the year and still did pretty well. I know there was a better bite earlier last year, but they're still catching fish out there. A lot of little walleyes. Sounds like 11 to 13 inches. And then there was a pretty decent crappie bite, but that's kind of slowed up. And hopefully the perch take off one of these days. I heard Albert's been okay. Sinai's been okay. Thompson has produced some fish this year. So it's nice to see some of these other lakes take some pressure off of Ponce today, actually.
How are you going to afford to guide if Thompson takes off? I mean, that's a long drive.
Yeah. Probably be able to walk to work.
Wouldn't that be something?
Any report out of Dry Lake just north of Willow Lake?
I heard there was a few walleyes going up there and some perch. No big numbers of perch yet, but the ones you do catch are going to be quality perch.
Yeah, I got a nice one there this year, but I think all the walleyes that have been caught out there you could put in one hand.
Yeah, there's definitely a high number of those little guys. It sounds like a lot of the lakes have that this year for some reason. I don't know if they had a good hatch last year or 2 years ago, but Dry 2, Thompson, Ponset, Sinai, Big Henry, they've all produced a lot of little fish this year, which it's good for activity, but not going to get much of a meal out of them.
No, even my mainstay, Long, out there has been pumping out small fish, and that's usually not the case.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on there, but, you know, it's good to see the little ones, too.
Well, you know they're eating. They're somewhere. They're maybe just holding out.
That's right.
Good to see you. Good to see Eric Crockey is on with us this morning on Facebook Live. Robert Cardenas, and Robert Cardenas, that reminds me, we got to get a shout out to the NPAA that's coming up this weekend in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go ahead,
Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, Wisconsin Dells.
Yep, Wisconsin Dells.
Ryan, is there a little tournament coming up that you're a part of? A little ice fishing tournament?
Yeah, Neil and I are going to set up a tournament on Indian Springs.
So we're
looking forward to
February 25th and 6th. We're just getting them worked out now, but we know that it's going to be the 25th of February because that's what the permit says, and it's going to be 24 hours. So we start at noon, and we go till noon on Sunday. So fish.
It's a good time for everybody. You know, you can get the guys that focus hard on the day bite, and you got the people that like to hang out in the sleeper shacks at night and fish through the night. So it should be a fun tournament for everybody.
Are you guys going to headquarter that out of Black Claw?
Yep, yeah. I've talked to them, and they said that weekend's open. We got to work out all the details, but they are absolutely interested. And
that's a nice little place, and he's got his wood burner going over in the corner.
Tell you what, that's like the best thing that could happen to Indian Springs. Now if we just make sure it doesn't run out of water.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of water there, but yeah. We're a little low on water. Maybe that's what's got these fish in a little bit of a frazzle right now. We're going to have Doug Johnson on from Webster here in a couple minutes, and I listened to his fishing report, the one that you can call into the shop and get, and he's saying all those fish, it just seems like the trend this year is everything's out in the basin deeper than normal. Any word like that on successful anglers down in your part of the country?
It's just, the Thompson has been kind of out in that 16 to 18 foot range, and that's about as deep as it gets. Sinai, the perch and crappies are out deep, but they're kind of out there deep every year in that 30 plus foot. And, Thompson last year, or Ponset last year, the perch were out in that deep basin, and that's kind of where the walleyes were at too, 15, 16 feet of water. So,
I'm a little surprised someone hasn't chased down that should be a big school of perch on Ponset, but it's there's probably a couple secret dudes on them right now.
Yeah,
we're talking
I'm
to one of them.
So too.
We're probably talking to one of them. That's
no,
funny.
Not yet.
So at Back Roads, what do you do down there in the last couple of seconds here, Ryan? You guide, and you also got sleeper shacks for rent, don't you?
Yeah, we rent sleeper shacks on the lake that I've mentioned here. And, if you're looking to get a hold of me, you can go to backroadsbait.com or all the information should be right on there, my phone number, and you can get your date set up and we'll get you on some fish.
Can you put them on to Lake Preston?
Well, you could, but I'm not sure. I know there's perch out there, and there's been a few guys catching a few, but I'm not sure it's going to be worth it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's good that you get those shacks set up in the right spot, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Pretty important.
Well, we appreciate it, Ryan, coming on. We are any last parting shots there on?
One last thing. Mr. TV here, Ryan Sauter, needs to shoot a TV show, he told me.
Oh.
With Ted Takasaki.
Really?
Yep.
How about Dave Gens?
I don't know. Did you embarrass Gens, or why won't he come back and talk to you anymore, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did all I could to put him on the fish, and they got him. So,
you got him that day. That was amazing.
Yep.
It's under Sportsman's Cove. You can give me a call after this show, because I got one more lake we should hit next Monday.
Sounds great.
All right.
All right,
Ryan.
Put
your password in. We got to get our production guy here a new phone number. Ryan Sauter, thank you from Backroads Guide Service, Lake Preston, South Dakota. We will be in touch with you soon. All right, Randy, we have another phone number.
We do.
We're going to get a quick report. I asked Doug. I mean, he's busy. He's running the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, and I'm like, it is. It's a 3-4-5. You know what? This guy's good. I just texted it to you.
Oh, I got it here.
It's 3-4-5, and I can't mess with my phone up here. So Doug Johnson's willing to give us a quick report this morning from Webster, and I keep hearing quite a bit of activity on the Wabe, the Bitter Lakes.
I do too.
And you know, that should. I'm looking forward to this. We've never. Right. Is it? You got it?
To say. Yeah. Said so.
Oh, I know it is. You
all
right. Hit
so
zero for the matchup.
You got to hit zero when you get in.
So, have you been out fishing?
No.
Well, you should take along today.
Working.
You know that.
That's not a swear word.
Yeah.
Anybody? Dave
actually,
Bestie, Jason Coaster, good to see you.
Actually, we got that on
Thanks,
Facebook
Robert.
Live. What are you doing today?
Got the machine.
What?
Working. Oh. You got to hit zero.
Well, then ask for zero. Right to the report.
Yeah, we could get the report. You want to put that on live?
Working?
Well, we could actually get Doug Johnson live. So
working.
Doug, he's got his ear to the ice hole up there. He usually knows. He's got a pretty good pulse on what happens up in the Webster area.
When I go through Webster, I stop, I get something, and I get a little knowledge, because that guy knows everything about those lakes up there.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I looked at the top five places, ice fishing destinations in the country, and Northeast South Dakota, which really includes Webster and Watertown, are right there in the top five.
Well, so of course they are. I mean, there is no reason why they shouldn't be.
You know, you got Lake Erie, you got Lake Winnipeg, you got...
you have one lake. We have thousands.
Northeast South Dakota. So,
he's ready, guys.
Is he really?
Is Doug on the line?
Doug?
He's on the line.
Doug, we can mess around here this morning. Is the bait flying out the door?
Well, not so much today with this temperatures we got here. Certainly that dictates... how many people are interested in going doing that, I guess. So.
Yeah, I think I saw 13 below and 31 windshield, but we kind of like that because it is making some ice. They should be able to run around on those big lakes around Webster this weekend. What do you think?
Oh, I think we're going to see a pretty decent crowd. You know, we're about one snow system away from making it really, really tough out there. These guys tell me there's a few clear spots on the ice yet, so they can kind of run from patch to patch here, but... yeah, we're one away from making it real tough.
Yeah, that's...
Get some high-profile tires, get some shocks on.
And a severe deficiency in common sense, and you can get anywhere.
Don't let fear and common sense get in the way, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, no, we got a fair amount of guys, you know, heading out a little bit this morning here. You know, always after the perch, so getting a few bonus walleyes along with them, so...
Yeah, yeah, tracks, snowmobiles... But they're still getting on with the four-wheel drives. Mostly Wabe, I'm hearing, quite a bit on Bitter.
Well, Wabe and Bitter, we've seen the battle back and forth, you know. I guess Canego got cleaned out. Canego's good to go coming out of there. The Grenville access, last I heard, is still usable. The Buckshot access on the Northeast, man, they say that road is just horrible slippery down there.
That's
you know,
what I heard.
Guys are struggling with staying on that road down there. You know, I've heard a lot of bad stories in regards for sliding off the road. I think the access itself is working, but it's just that road getting in and out of there. So, you know, our gravels up here just can't seem to get shed that ice coat here. So.
Yep. It's because you got it. I mean, when you get a half an inch of ice on it, it's kind of hard to shed it when it stays this cold, too.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think some of that's well over a half inch, the way it sounds.
So I bet it is. Aye,
That's going to
The west side of Bitter, I understand, is going to get cleaned possibly today, or if it didn't get cleaned last night. They were struggling getting in and out of there prior to yesterday. So hopefully we'll get that cleaned out and get some more people in and out of there. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, has anybody been getting in on the south side of Goose there? Is that?
Well, we're not hearing about it if they are. You know, okay. They certainly could be, but we're not hearing about it if they are. But it seems like a very little low activity on the southeast state access, but mostly on northeast to the west off of 442. But, it sounds like some jagged ice and a fair amount of snow cover down in that southeast corner, from what we're told anyway.
Oh, I bet it is. The way that blew in, I bet that's nasty.
Yeah, I kind of get that impression. So,
well, to our listeners here, we're speaking with Doug Johnson out of the Sportsman's Cove in Webster. Kind of fun to have a live report because people are starting to, they're going to start to get bored now. They're going to be all cabined up, and they're going to be ready to get out of those.
Start to get bored? I was there by December 5th.
Oh, really? You mean you haven't completely been working? Doug's been working his tail off. You got fresh bait, Doug?
Well, last week was real busy, but this week a little bit less with that doggone cold weather, you know. So.
Yeah, and you have room for everyone to stay up there yet? Do you have any room in the cove?
No, I think now with a lot of the power company personnel moved on, I think the town's got some openings again here. So, we're going to be pretty busy this weekend here.
For those of you that are listening, maybe somewhere else around the country, northeast South Dakota had a little bit of ice here about 10 days ago, and it knocked us down a little bit, and so we had power. We had extra guys from the power companies here with trucks and bringing poles up into northeast South Dakota, but that's up and running now. So
I can't believe my family was out of power in Summit for 5 days or 6 days. My family at in Henry, we were out of power for 4 hours. We were about to kill each other. I can't imagine 5 days.
did you stay? Did power stay on in the town of Webster, Doug?
Yeah, Webster held good. Webster itself was good. We didn't lose power here. I live on a farm out northwest of town here. We lost it for a little over a day, so I certainly can't complain. I know there's guys that were out for a week or more, so we were pretty blessed to only have it that long. So
even a lot of these little towns, Goodwin, Summit,
South Shore.
South Shore, all these little, I mean, whole towns were down for days. By George, people aren't used to this stuff. They're not used to going out and living in the ice shack.
Well, that's the Bermuda Triangle of South Dakota up there. If it's going to happen, it's happening right there.
Well, Doug, we sure appreciate the quick little report here this morning. And everyone, stop at the Sportsman's Cove if you're through Webster. This is a good man here. I really enjoyed Doug.
I bet I see him in a couple hours. I think based on his response, I'm headed north.
All right, Doug.
Hey, well, thank you guys for the call. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we can have a better weekend here and get going again after it. You know, enough cold fronts for a while. I hope so.
Yes, it does look good. It does look good. Take care.
Thanks, right. Doug. See you shortly.
All right, Randy Grimes, for another week of On the Water in the Air. Stop by our sponsor out here on Highway 20 on your way to the lake. Huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, you better stop by.
Have you heard?
How would I hear? Nobody tells me anything. I'm like a mushroom.
Brotherhood Arms.
Thank you.
Sponsors our program.
All right, Brotherhood Arms. All right, stop out there for your firearms, bow and arrows.
See any of them guys out there? They got all kinds of stuff.
Do they still call them bow and arrows?
I think they do. I think they do.
Okay.
Any of your outdoor equipment, that's an awesome place to go.
That's enough rattling for one day. Take care.